Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox and welcome to this week's edition of the show where we go completely bonkers and play half an hour of music, all recorded on Compton organs. John Compton was a brilliant engineer and designer and came up with plenty of ideas to keep the Compton brand completely different from the Wurlitzer or rougher theatre organ brands out there. Well, let's start off with a track that we've heard a couple of times before, but I really like it, and it was recorded especially for the show. It features Simon Gledhill at the console of the organ at Fentham Hall, Hampton in Arden, which is looked after by the Cinema Organ Society's Midlands District. Here's Simon with one of those great show openers that you could almost imagine the console rising up out of the floor with, and it's a little-known number called On the Sunny Side of the Street. Well, with that opening flourish there of Simon Gledhill at the Fentham Hall, Compton, we now move down south to another Compton looked after by the Cinema Organ Society, this time its Southern District. This three-manual, seven-rank Compton was a design made by Harold Ramsey and was originally installed in the Ritz Cinema Nuneaton. However, in the late 60s, it was bought and installed by Father Kerr, who put it in St John Viney Church in Clay Hall. Well, those of you who know the Clay Hall, Compton has a superb acoustic, which I really think suits the small organ, although in that space, blimey, it doesn't sound small. Recently, there's been some cosmetic work done to the Compton, i.e. removing the formica that was on the console originally, and bringing it back to its gold former glory. Of course, that makes absolutely no difference to you because you can only hear and not see. Well, let's travel back to some of those fabulous recordings made by Nigel Ogden on the Compton way back in the late 80s. Here he is with a beautiful ballad, Secret Love. with those spine-tingling acoustics and beautiful harmonies there by Nigel Ogden with Secret Love. Well, recently I unearthed some recordings of John Mann playing the Granada Sutton Compton. Now, up until this point, I didn't know that Sutton had a Compton or that there were any recordings of that organ. However, I did find out that the organ is in safe hands and is installed in a private residence in Sussex. So here, showing off all of the light and shade of the Compton, is John with Balmasque. Following on from that waltz, let's go to three tracks featuring Comptons in their original homes. We start off in the Odeon Hammersmith, which is now the Apollo, and this venue boasts a 4-manual 15-rank Compton, which sadly isn't used as much as it should be, because by the sounds of it, it's a fantastic instrument. Few recordings exist of the Compton, but one of the more unique is the one recorded in 1968 by Andrew Fenner. And here he is with his own composition, I believe, Monkey's Business. Then straight after that, we'll go down to what is probably the most famous of all Comptons, the one in the Odeon Leicester Square, which boasts 5 manuals and 17 ranks. And to play it for us tonight is Gerald Shaw, who I think got the best sounds out of the Compton throughout its life. Here he is with Thanks for the Memory. And finally to end this trio, we head down to the magnificent dual-purpose Compton in Southampton's Guildhall, with its famed setting organist at the console, Reginald Porter Brown, with a nifty little novelty, Midnight in Mayfair.
Thank you.
Well, after that great trio of music there from Andrew Fenner, Gerald Shaw and Reginald Porter Brown, we now turn our heads to another one of my favourite Comptons, which is sadly no longer in its original home. It's the superb organ that was originally in the ABC Plymouth, which of course was made famous by Dudley Savage, who of course did many broadcasts on that particular organ. Every time I hear the combination of Dudley and that organ, I can just imagine the two merging together as one because they seem to complement each other so brilliantly. And I think this next track demonstrates Dudley's style in all of its guises, from his famous chop 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 style to some of those beautiful songs with the mellotone ooing away. It's a selection of music by Harry Warren, and it starts off with Jeepers Creepers.
Thank you.
The beautiful combination there of Dudley Savage at the ABC Plymouth Compton. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, so we turn our heads to the State Cinema in Grays. Now, the news may have escaped some of you that the venue has now been bought by Weatherspoons, who plan to turn, I believe, the foyer into a pub. But what is actually happening in the auditorium, I'm not entirely sure. Although the Compton organ is in a rather sad state. Quite a few of the ranks of pipes were stolen by metal thieves, so there's not much of it left. However, now's a chance to hear what it did sound like, with Ron Curtis at the console with that great closing number, Ray Noble's Cherokee, showing the Compton in all its oomph. Well, with Ron Curtis certainly swinging Ray Noble's Cherokee there at the State Grays Compton, that's all we got time for on this week's show. Well, next week's show is going to be slightly different, because quite a few people have asked me, why don't I put a show together filled with some of my favourite tracks? Well, for those of you who know me, that's harder than it seems, but I've given it a go, and next week's show should be that. Well, that's about the lot from me, so until next Thursday at 8 o'clock, all the best, all the time, take care.